joint. The air was dark above Gravesend. And farther back still, it seemed condensed into a mournful doom, brooding motionless over the biggest and greatest town on earth. Then in the darkness, my friend Marlowe spoke.
This also has been one of the dark places on the earth.
His remark didn't seem at all surprising. Marlowe was a sailor. It was just like him.
I was thinking of very old times when the Romans first came here. 1900 years ago, some decent young citizen in a toga, perhaps too much dice, you know, coming out here to mend his fortunes. Land in a swamp, march through the woods, and in some inland post feel the savagery, the utter savagery that flows around him. Growing regret, the longing to escape, the powerless disgust, the surrender, the hate. I don't know if I ever told you, I was in such a place once. There I met a man just like that. A long time ago. I had a job with a concern at the time, a trading society in Western Africa. One of their captains had been killed in a scuffle with the natives. They needed a man to replace him on one of the river boats, and they weren't particular whom they took. I left in a German steamer, and she called at every port on the way. 30 days before I saw the mouth of the big river. The coast was the edge of a colossal jungle, so dark green as to be almost black. The sun was fierce. The land seemed to glisten and drip with steam. Here and there, grayish-white specks showed up, clustered inside the white surf with a tin shed and a flagpole. And all around, jungle.
You know, it's funny, Mr. Marlowe, where some people will live for a few francs a month.
Well, it looks like a dreary country, Captain. No mistake.
I wonder what becomes of those fellows when they go up country.
I expect to see that soon.
So? Don't be too sure. Last year, I took up a man who hanged himself on the road. He was a Swede.
Hanged himself? Why?
Who knows? Sun was too much for him, or the country, perhaps. There's your company station. I'll send your things up. 4 boxes, you said so. Very well. Good luck to you.
Goodbye, Captain. As I climbed up the steep hill to the company station, I met a white man in such an unexpected elegance of get-up. In the first moment, I took him for a sort of vision. I saw a high starched collar, white cuffs, a light alpaca jacket, snowy trousers, a clear necktie, and varnished boots. No hat. Hair parted, brushed and oiled under a green-lined parasol.
You are Mr. Marlowe?
Yes.
And the company's accountant. Let us step into my office.
Well,